I don't know when I'm going to be back here at Rayfields to celebrate my next Mass. Therefore, I thought I should make really the best use of this opportunity. Just a heads up, I just have 45 minutes homily this morning. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, it's a great joy to be with you this morning to share the good news and the challenges of missionary work in India and invite all of you to partner with us on this missionary journey. I am Father Louis Golamari from the Archdiocese of Hyderabad in southern India, and currently I serve at St. Jude the Apostle Parish here in Oshkosh. I am grateful to Bishop Ricken, the Mission Office, Father Tom, Father Ben, and all of you for giving me this opportunity. On behalf of all the missionaries who visited your parish in the past for help for the missions, I would like to thank you for your great generosity and support to the missions abroad. First off, let's reflect on today's gospel. Jesus says, when you host a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends, brothers, relatives, or wealthy neighbors, for they will surely invite you back and repay you. But we know when we examine our lives, we realize that much of our giving and sharing is driven by a hidden agenda of getting something in return. For example, we share our time with our friends, expecting that they too will accompany us in our times of hardships and challenges. We work hard for our families, hoping that they will be with us in moments of struggles and do not leave us lonely. We help those in need, expecting thanks, recognition, and praise. We pray to God and make a lot of sacrifices, often expecting that He will meet all our expectations in the way and when we want. We love saints and pray novenas after novenas, often expecting that they will make a faster intercession on our behalf and get our work done. In a way, we perhaps have become business-oriented. I give, I expect a return. I share and expect a bonus. But the Lord in today's gospel strongly condemns such an attitude. He says, when you give, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, because they cannot repay you. The Lord who spoke these words in the gospel gives us the perfect model of such giving in the Holy Eucharist. He gives every time that we come together to celebrate Mass, He gives Himself fully to us freely, without expecting anything in return. My brothers and sisters, this morning I come to you presenting an opportunity to give to the missions abroad who may not be able to repay you at all. India is the second most populous country in the world with a population of 1.4 billion people. It has a wide range of religions, cultures, cuisines, and languages. Hinduism is the major religion, accounting for 83% of the population, while Catholicism accounts for 23 million people. In the Archdiocese of Hyderabad, our mission area, we serve in 150 parishes and many, many mission centers. The parishes in the urban areas are well established and self-sustained. And so, The focus of our mission work, mission extension, is in the rural areas, where lack of religious freedom, high poverty, low literacy, and limited access to health care make it difficult for people to live and thrive. Living a Christian life as new converts can be a dangerous and life-threatening. Priests, nuns, and catechists working in these mission areas can be in danger due to threats from anti-Christian government and Hindu fanatic groups. The converts are mocked for their faith, and their families and communities ostracize them for embracing the Catholic faith. Churches are vandalized very often, and the worship is disrupted. In many cases, they face discrimination on account of their religion. Therefore, the new converts look up to the Archdiocese for help, strength, and accompaniment. Many new mission areas lack proper places of worship. That forces these new faith communities to gather in small homes or under big trees for worship. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the need for small chapels is not just a necessity, it's an urgent call. Early on in my priesthood, I was assigned to the missions. I know what it means to work in the missions, especially in the newly formed communities. I happened to celebrate many times masses, half mass outside and the other half inside because of rain or inclement weather, because no proper place of worship. To combat poverty, we provide education for children at risk, helping them avoid child labor. By providing tuition assistance, uniforms, school supplies, and food, we ensure these children receive the education they deserve to earn their livelihood. If not, these children will remain illiterate forever and end up as child laborers to support their poverty-stricken families. And I am a living testimony to this fact. I stand before you as a priest and serve in this part of the world because some generous souls like yours contributed toward my tuition assistance. Thank you so much. We provide health care to the poor, especially the rural families, the elderly, and the orphans through low-cost clinics and dispensaries. Otherwise, they die due to lack of health care and their utter poverty. We support socially disadvantaged women, particularly single mothers, by providing training in sewing, sari knitting, and beauty care skills, thereby empowering them to achieve economic independence and social dignity. We support agricultural farming, which is the main source of income for the rural families. These farmers face economic and climate-related challenges due to their limited education and lack of access to modern tools and technology. By offering training in sustainable farming, we help reduce crop loss and financial debts, thus lowering the risks of suicides. You might wonder why we focus on social work so much beyond preaching the gospel, celebrating masses, and then administering the sacraments. Our model is Jesus, our Lord and Master, who cared for the whole person during his ministry, feeding the hungry, healing the sick, reaching out to those in need and the poor, and then teaching the truths of the kingdom of God. He took care of both body and soul, the physical and the spiritual needs. We all know Catholic Church is universal and its needs are universal too. By participating in this mission appeal, you can be confident of your part as a missionary disciple. It is said, some give to the missions by going, others go to the missions by giving. Without these two, there are no missions or missionary work. Therefore, I come to you on behalf of these poor and the suffering, appealing to you to share your blessings generously with them. They may not be able to return you your favor, but remember the words of Jesus. Your reward will be great in heaven. While I leave you with these thoughts, I request you to prayerfully consider what the Lord is calling you to give to the missions. If you can't give now, we even more ask of your prayers for the missions and the missionaries. Please be assured of our prayers for your parish. Thank you, and God bless you.